Superhero. Dr. Marilyn spoke at our staff meeting. She took us through exercises as she worked to get our minds and spirits adjusted to a more positive direction. Close your eyes and think back to time when you were small. What did you want to be? What were your dreams? What did you want to do? Close your eyes and think back, she instructed. I closed my eyes and thought back. I remembered what I wanted to be. Dr. Marilyn then told of her early beginnings as a writer. She told of the articles and the publishing successes that she experienced, but so many of them were punctuated by, "I didn't get paid for that." Her words struck me. I worked in a corner drugstore when I was very small. I was below the age limit to work, but the store made an exception. My father owned the store, thus the exception. I worked long and hard. I treasured my lunch breaks. Not so much for the food or the rest. It was what I did during my lunch breaks that I treasured. I read comic books. I read the action books, not the romance or the comedies. Action, pure action. When I closed my eyes and thought back, I knew instantly what I had aspired to be. A superhero. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, and Iron Man were some of my heroes. In all of the action comics that I read, there was a distinct pattern. The superhero was never paid for his contribution to society. He always earned his living in his alter ego.